I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Let's go to Seattle Sunday night, 2 a.m. You know how it is when you spill out of the bar and you want some street food, looking for some street meat, or a place got some late night pizza going on. That's what happened for a 36-year-old woman and a 45-year-old man. They came out drunk, wanted to grab some late night pizza. The woman got into a big argument, John, with the staff at the pizza place. Her piece of pizza came with some sriracha sauce on it. You like sriracha? You like making it hot?
It's okay.
Yeah. And I put some sriracha on pizza sometimes. She didn't feel like they put enough sriracha on her pizza. So her and her friend got mad and left the shop. And then one of the guys from the restaurant right outside threw a garbage can at him. And it hit the woman's boyfriend in the leg, and the cops came to sort out what's going on. It's 2 a.m. People are arguing over sriracha, throwing garbage cans around. The woman kept saying, hey, look, don't worry about the garbage can and the assault with the garbage can. Look into my shortage of the sriracha. Sure. That's where the real problem is here. She wanted the place held accountable for shorting her on the sriracha. The cops chose to let that go, but instead did end up arresting the guy who threw the garbage can.
I can't take too much of that, can you?
Not too much, but yeah. I definitely like some, and I put it in, you know, noodles and stuff. Yeah. I put it on all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's a tough broad right there who wants a lot of that. And then one of the most interesting things about that story is, when I read it, was I didn't know how you spelled sriracha, but it starts S-R.
Yeah.
Now, throw that one into the spelling bee. That'll stump the kids.
Or have them say that at 2 a.m. when you're coming out of sriracha.
Sriracha.
Give me the sriracha.
All right, we'll stay with food. To drink, we'll go to coffee. In one of the most desperate acts, I think, ever to get a free cup of Starbucks, this comes to us from Buffalo, where police there charged a guy who they say impersonated a police officer to try to get some discounted coffee at the Starbucks. It's a 48-year-old guy who goes into a Starbucks and flashes a fake badge and gun at the Starbucks at around 11 o'clock on last Friday night.
How about you serve, I protect? We make a great little deal here.
He flashes the fake badge and gun, says, oh, yeah, I'm a detective, and so that means I get the discount, right? So I guess, do they do that, I guess, at some places? They give a police officer discount for coffee?
Yeah, I'm sure they
probably
do.
Copy a coffee. I would think, a lot at these places, especially when it's late at night. You know,
made the undercover blend.
So the guy then left that Starbucks, and he goes to another coffee joint where it's almost closing time there. And he claims he's a police officer there. Does the same routine? Flashes the badge and the fake gun. And I don't know. I guess they got wise to it there, and they called police. He was also carrying a BB gun.
45-year-old running around with a BB gun trying to scam Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, as a Starbucks barista, I think the tip off point to me might not so much be the BB gun. It's that given what cops get paid, which isn't a whole hell of a lot, there are probably going to be too many cops rolling into a Starbucks these days. They can't afford the Starbucks price. News. Uh-huh.